Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
The firm of Harris and Meringue. Patrick Harris.
Look, Daniel, I do what I want.
Danny Meringue.
That is smelling your own farts.
Easy there. These are great pipes.
I'm not going to say agree to disagree, but I really don't like you right now.
The firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 and 1080. The Fan.
All right, two to go, one, two down, one more to go as we sit here in the final hour on this Football Friday of the firm of Harris and Meringue. After us, you will catch Ducks Insider with Joey Mack from 1 to 2. Then you'll get the Fan Happy Hour with Luke Anderson from 2 to 3. And then it's prime time back in action on a Friday, 3 to 7 to take you all the way home, finishing up 13 hours continuous live local regional sports talk radio. On primetime tonight, you will get Joey Harrington, the great Joseph Harrington, along with the head coach of your, Danny, your Oregon Ducks, Daniel Lanning.
No.
That being said, on our road trip around college football, we take a stop for dinner, and baby, we go into a steakhouse tonight. We eating large and in charge tonight. Any last final thoughts? Get them in now. Penn State, Oregon, get your, a wide
get,
out.
Give me your predictions.
503-864-6326. I think the only thing we haven't really talked about this week, as we've spent a lot of time on this game as it deserves, is that environment. Is that environment is going to be absolutely insane. If there's ever a moment in this game where people are having issues communicating, that's going to be an issue for me, because you know it all week. What's the song that they play? Dan Lanning, I think he said on the Ducks Insider show that he hates that song.
Is it Mo Bamba?
Yeah, it's Mo Bamba.
Oh, I thought
yeah.
that was an NBA player.
Well, yeah, it is.
It is.
It's a song by Sheck Wess. It is a song that gets
that cleared up absolutely nothing for
it
me.
It gets loud. That is, you know,
I love that he hates that song.
It's like I hate Seven Nation Army, White Stripes. I hate that song. But
Rory just buried it.
What happens when that song gets playing for 100,000 people?
Oh yeah, people get jacked.
It waves down to the field. Mo Bamba is the same way. It just roars down on the field. It's a college kid anthem, man.
I hope that they learned sign language this weekend.
There you go. That's it. This is the edited version, right?
I mean, it's in our system. I hope so.
this roar starts, and it just kind of builds, and it builds, and it builds, and then it just hits, and it just all. The whole stadium just turns up.
Not going to lie, behind the scenes.
Is this their third quarter? Third to fourth quarter song?
It probably
like
is.
Like jump around or shout?
I don't think it's like one of those things where it's like built into it, but this is a song that plays at a lot of stadiums around the country.
Oh, I did not know
that. Yeah, and when it's one of those songs that just, it hits. And like when the beat like fully drops, it just turns into pandemonium.
Not going to lie, behind the scenes, I'm surprised it actually played because it said access denied when I pulled it up and put it in there.
probably good that you panned that back down because it is explicit as hell. So
As we go into this game, I'm just going to tell you my thoughts right now. I know I've kind of teased it all week and I've kind of been pretty honest with it. I expect this Oregon offense to look really nice. I expect Drew Aller to struggle. I think they rush for, I think Penn State rushes for over 100 yards, but can't find momentum throwing the football. I think this Oregon defense is nasty. I think they're going to come to play. I think Oregon will also run for 100 yards, and Dante Moore will make plays throughout this game to win this game. Give me the Ducks.
Yeah, give me the Ducks. I haven't changed my position on this. The Nittany Lions. I do like that they're the
Pennsylvania State.
Yeah. What was the text that we just got in? It was something about, can we just call it Yensylvania with a Y to start it? the Yinzers, as it were. I've picked Oregon through and through. Even though I took the under, I think they might have a landmine game somewhere else on their schedule that's going to reach up and go. That was my belief, I should say, to start the season. That was my thought process on taking the under. But I think Oregon's a better team, and a lot of that has to do with Aller. Denied Dennis Sutton is one of the highest-rated pass rushers in the entire country.
He's nasty. Them kids on the Oregon O-line are going to – and when I say kids, I mean kids. Yeah, those kids on the O-line are going to have to really, really come to play with NFL talent.
Look, Isaiah World is an NFL talent tackle. He is the most fitting name in college football, World, because that man is as big as a world. But denied Dennis Sutton, for all you comic book fans out there, he is world-breaker Hulk. Like he is as good as great as Abdul Carter is. There are people in college football who think denied Dennis Sutton could be better. And that's a terrifying thought process.
503-864-6326. As a Ducks fan, I have a bunch of confidence, but the stupidest thing about the game is Penn State wearing blue to their own whiteout, bro. I'm right there with you.
It's dumb. They should go head to toe white. I don't get it.
They should be in white. Plus, I like the white look on Penn State. Unfortunately, I think Penn State beats Oregon. Too much public money and Oregon love for this game. It makes me nervous. The masses are, it rhymes with that, but idiots. I think it's interesting from a betting angle when you look, because Brandon Sprague told me that that's the most bet on game in college football this weekend is Oregon Penn State.
Really? Ahead of Bama Georgia.
And the money's coming in on Oregon.
The line hasn't moved.
I don't think it has to move. I know the line does move when money comes in.
Yeah, it's the thing. So
public money is in on
Oregon.
I
don't think we're gonna get sharp money until tomorrow morning.
No.
I think everybody's, because the spread is so tight, I think they're going to wait and see just who is and isn't available or if anything pops up. And I'm interested to see what that line is going to be 10 minutes before kickoff.
Yeah. So all over the place. You got to look up the 2019 moment when Michigan had to call a timeout right away during the whiteout while playing Mo Bamba. Mm-hmm. If that's real, that's real.
Oh, yeah, no, you can find the video on YouTube.
Planning, you cannot do that. You cannot call a timeout.
It is deafening how loud. Again, look, Beaver Stadium is not the loudest stadium, like design-wise, but it's still 105,000 people.
And I've been saying this for the last couple days. I firmly believe it. I think Josh Pate said it on Dirt and Sprague as well. Oregon's playing with house money. I think they're going to play loose. I think they're going to be relaxed. I think they walk into this game with nothing to lose. Nothing to lose.
Penn State has the pressure.
Penn State has everything to lose in this game. Now, they have a soft schedule outside of this game in Ohio State. So a two-loss Penn State team, especially if they don't have to be in the Big Ten championship, will probably get in the playoff, but nobody's going to like it. Nobody's going to like it at all. And the rhetoric and the outcry at James Franklin is going to be huge. And if Oregon loses this game, I think they chalk it up to, could have had it, should have had it maybe, but I don't think the pressure's there. And I think that's very dangerous. You know, I think there's two types of desperation, the caged animal and the scared animal. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if Penn State is the caged animal.
I fall on the other side of that spectrum. I think that
think they're the caged and not the scared?
Well, no, I think it's, you know, it's we talked about this with Tyson, and when we talked about this with I think we talked about this with Danny too. I can't remember. No. I think it was just Tyson, my bad. The idea of like the trajectory of James Franklin, because he's been at Penn State now for what, 10 years?
Over 10 years.
11 years now?
I think it's like 12-ish.
But it was very, very similar when he was at Missouri in this ascension to Penn State. That's, it kind of mimics Lanning, where he's been very good at Penn State. But he's had a couple of opportunities in these games where he's dropped them. Lanning has done the same. And that's not to take away from Lanning. Lanning is hands down one of the five best coaches in the country. But because Franklin has this longer run out.
Wait, you know Franklin came from Vanderbilt.
I'm sorry. I don't know why. I don't want to. Why, why did I say
said Missouri?
Missouri
the other day? And I was like, I'm pretty sure it's Vanderbilt.
I get Vandy and Missouri mixed up.
Similar
and
colors.
I don't know why.
Very different states.
I know, but I for whatever reason, I've always gotten the schools mixed up, even when I was a kid. But very similar trajectories and kind of like how they were viewed and how intense they are and like how much they're football guys. You know what I mean? Like defensive minded, grind you out, recruit. Like they just have that stuff. But because Franklin has done this longer and not found that that ascension point, we hold him to a different scale.
Lanning?
No, Franklin.
Franklin?
Because the run out isn't there for Lanning yet. So we look at this, I agree it's more damning for Franklin because he has that longer run out. But if this is a game, if you're Lanning and you're trying to avoid that, and he doesn't care what other people think of him, but I'm talking about how we talk about that and how we frame them. I think there's more pressure to avoid that and to not be that, to change that narrative that you're not the guy who's really good, who's really, 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 really good, but not elite. You know what I mean? Like when people think that is a backhanded compliment. It's not, because for me, there's two or three coaches in college football who are elite right now. It's Ryan Day, it's Kirby Smart, and despite what's going on at Clemson, it's Dabo. That's the list.
That is the list.
Because those are the
everybody
guys
who... Everybody else left.
Nobody else has done it. Mm-hmm. And you can be very, 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 very great, which I think Franklin is. I think Lanning is. You know, there's I think DeBoer has a chance to be one of those guys. But until you do the thing... I don't think you're elite. And you can argue and say I'm splitting hairs or all that kind of thing, or I'm throwing a backhanded organ. I'm not, because I don't think Lincoln Riley's elite. Like, it's just, I wonder, I look at this because I think Lanning can be one of those guys. And I think in order to do that, that's why the pressure is there on Oregon, despite the tail and the run out for Franklin. Now, could it be more damaging for Franklin?
Yes.
Yes. Unequivocally.
And that's all I was trying to say.
Yeah, no. And that's what I'm saying. It's not an agree to disagree. It's a different scale.
Excuse me.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
By the way, Oregon's remaining schedule after Penn State, they have a bye next weekend. Then October 11th, they host number 11 Indiana.
That game looks a lot spicier now.
Right?
Very.
And then they head to Piscataway to face Rutgers, back at home hosting Wisconsin. Another bye week on the Halloween weekend.
That Wisconsin game could be ugly.
That's
ugly.
November 8th at Iowa. And then
also could be an ugly game.
Yeah. And then hosting Minnesota, hosting number 21 USC, and then they finish up the season in Montlake at Washington.
Ooh, at Seattle, yeah. Who knows what UW looks like at that time?
Let's say UW does the unthinkable, and they knock off Ohio State this weekend. All of a sudden, that back end of that schedule.
Oregon's schedule.
Well, I think even if they hang tight with Ohio State,
that's fine.
The people are already bitching about Washington not being ranked. But even if they hang tight,
if they hang tight and lose, they'll probably
should enter the top
24-25.
Yeah,
I would imagine
31-24. Oregon, Aller with a big fourth quarter pick, and Penn State tries to stop the run, and Moore steps up to the challenge. I believe that is kind of what I think is going to happen. With the 8,000 guys that can carry the ball for Oregon, I think this is on Dante Moore, and I think Drew Aller does the classic thing of a quarterback that's good but not great and throws a bad pick.
That one, again,
happens all the
Big
time.
Big Ten title game.
Happens all the
whack,
time.
Whack, 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 yeah. Whack, whack. That ball went up there, and as soon as you saw that ball go up, you went.
It's a tale as old as
there
time.
There it is.
It's a tale as old as time in football. Then when you get desperate, the quarterback really shows you how good they are by throwing a pick in the fourth quarter or leading you down the field for a field goal or a touchdown. Let's keep this road trip rolling.
I got one for you, though, real quick. Fan text line. Hey, Danny, I know why you get Vandy, Missouri mixed up, and I do it, too. It's because they're the only two schools that start with the letter V.
Okay. All right. We'll take this road trip continuous. For Patrick's personal game of the week, a win for Lane Kiffin would do what? 105 won the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? the celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Might as well go win the whole fucking thing.
I did some cleanup here after I was stupidly reminded that Fred Lynn won a Rookie of the Year and an MVP. I can't believe I forgot that. As a baseball fan, I feel really stupid.
So yeah,
about
you're the noted baseballman on the show.
I know, and it's not his fault, but for some reason, Fred Lynn escapes my brain all the time because all I think about is the greatness and him creating free agent, and I forget him as a baseball player.
Was he Herman Munster too?
I don't know what that means.
I'm kidding. Herman Munster. It was Fred Gwynn was the actor's name.
Freddie Lynn, a great baseball player, but I always forget because he helped create the free agent.
I think it's the name Lynn because I always forget about Lynn Swann.
Oh.
Like, and how good he was and where he ranks in all times things. And I'm always like, oh, yeah. Lynn, forgettable name in a weird way.
So I did a little bit of looking. Do you know the only rookie, the only two players were Rookie of the Year in the NBA and MVP?
In the same year?
In the same year. Two guys did it in the NBA.
Long time ago, right?
Long time ago.
Wilt?
Wilt is one.
Russell? No, because he's pre. Kareem?
Wes Unseld.
Oh, Wes. God, I should have got that one.
And
was that, the, it was 74?
68.
God, was it that long? God.
It says, at least that's what Google AI says. So
68.
Don't Google me, bitch. Okay, I use the AI.
That's a year after the merger, so yeah.
One guy in the NFL did it. One guy.
What year?
Long time ago. Revered as one of the greatest football players of all time.
Quarterback?
Newt Rockne.
Not a quarterback.
Running back.
Running back.
Which one is it?
Jim Brown.
Ding.
Yeah.
'Tis James Brown.
Got it. So pre-merger.
And not get up.
Yeah. So pre-merger.
Gonna get in the hot tub. Gonna make a sweat. Gonna make me sweat in the hot tub.
Yeah. When
you think of love, I keep rolling. Eddie Murphy.
Russ got a little more. You went a little more Michael Jackson with yours.
Well, it's because Eddie Murphy bounces between Michael Jackson.
It's an imitation of an imitation.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like me whenever I do like a George W. It's
doing Will Ferrell doing George W.
Exactly.
Or if I do Harry Carey, it's Will Ferrell doing Harry Carey.
Hi, everybody.
Also, wasn't that far off.
If the moon was made of cheese,
would you eat it?
I know I would. God, that was so good. Top it off with a nice, cool Budweiser.
A win for Lane Kiffin would do what?
It would marry nicely with all of the deep dive puff piece articles that are coming out. Like, there is Us Weekly tried to put Bill Belichick and Ole Miss Hudson front and center, but ESPN came over the top and said, no, Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin is the hot coach commodity of the weekend this week. They had their E60 piece, the mini.
I know. I'm gonna watch that this weekend.
Yeah, I read the article. I'm gonna marry it up with the E60 vignette, if you were. Lane's on this like perfect like redemption tour of like what he was and where he was and what he is now.
I'm here for it,
and I love it. Like I didn't like the way things ended with Lane at SC getting tarmacked.
You're welcome. Go Cougs.
There you go.
Look, Lane has done basically
go Cougs.
He and like Bryson DeChambeau reverse heel turns.
Yeah. It's leaning into what you actually are. And
I don't like that comparison.
It's because you're still not on board with Bryson. You're a lone survivor.
Lane was just more of like a sniveling little kid for a lot of it. Bryson's just been an ass the whole time.
Lane was too.
Yeah.
Look, I dealt with him twice, Raiders and SC. Trust me, and I still love him. I like teams that I don't quote unquote care about. Ole Miss is at the very top of that list.
I think a win for Lane Kiffin would be monumental. I think he's the kind of guy that could sit at Ole Miss forever and probably be fine with it. But at some point, Ole Miss is going to need to do more. And in a world of a playoff that's coming to 16 teams, that's 12 right now, I think he's got to get in, man. And this would be the first step to get in. Look, he has kind of one of the nicer schedules in the SEC. Nobody has a really nice schedule in the SEC unless you're Georgia. He has one of the nicer schedules in the SEC. A win against LSU at home with Herbie on the call would be huge.
It would be. And it's
it would be monumental.
It's in a massive matchup.
And then they get a bye and will absolutely bludgeon my Cougs at 9:45 in the morning.
That is a sacrifice to the football gods. But also, I find this game very interesting because they're not going with Austin Simmons, their starting quarterback commander of the season, who was injured.
I know.
They are going with Chambliss.
I know. Who looks great.
I'm telling you right now, if Chambliss had started the season and had played the way he has played, he would probably be the Heisman front runner.
And he could after this game. That's what I'm talking about. Like, we're going to learn a lot. We're going to learn a lot.
I'm gonna pull up where he's at right now. I want to do a quick projection.
I wish I could figure out, you know, we were talking yesterday about peeling back the onion and like figuring the layers. I don't know why I like Lane. I just do.
It is kind of what it is. It's just, you know.
Yeah.
There's just you can't control who you like and who you don't.
I think I like Lane because I think getting like put in your place by Saban, but also succeeding with Saban was the best thing to ever happen.
He mentioned something the other day. He's like, look, I worked 6 years under Pete. I took all of my defensive knowledge from my dad. For those that are not aware or too young, Monty Kiffin was his dad. He invented the Tampa 2. Monty Kiffin
him and Dungy.
Monty Kiffin was of his era one of the best defensive coordinators. In not just in college, in football. Like, that's what he was. So that's, despite Lane being the offensive wunderkid, his dad was that on defense.
Which is what made him so enticing to be a head coach at 31 years
old. Yes, because you're like, here's this guy that was brought up in football college.
Do you know who Ole Miss's crappy Citadel team is they play this year?
Is it Middle Tennessee State?
No, it's the Citadel.
Oh, is it the Citadel? Hey!
Got you on that one.
So Trinidad Chambliss, I think he started two games for them. He is 42 of 62, so he's completed two-thirds of his passes.
Love it.
For 700 yards, 4 touchdowns. He has also run the ball 36 times for a 195 and 2 touchdowns.
I'm in on Lane with quarterbacks.
Lane
with quarterbacks is showing he's doing it. He did it at Bama, and he's doing it at Ole Miss.
If you are a quarterback and you have an opportunity to play for Lane Kiffin or Lincoln Riley and you turn it down, it says more about you than it does about them. I don't care about their attitudes. I don't care what you think about those coaches. Those guys put you in a position to – Jaden Maiava is a guy that they just kind of brought over. And now he's a guy that's a top 10 Heisman kid. It's the same thing with Lane. If you were a quarterback, Jackson Dart was a first round draft pick after bouncing around.
And he's starting this weekend.
And he's going to start this weekend. Like, he is going to put you in a position to succeed. And it's just, there is, number one, it's identifying talent and maximizing that. But Lane is going to put you in a position to succeed. And that LSU defense is very, very, very good.
I kind of wish I could have seen Arch with Lane.
I'm gonna,
because Sark gets the love too.
Yes, I'm gonna sit.
He's an offensive mind.
I'm gonna sit here and sound like I'm throwing shade. I don't mean it that way.
I will throw shade.
Would Lane take Arch?
Right now.
I don't think the answer is a very strong yes.
It's not an unequivocal yes.
You know what I mean?
I think
it's at Ole Miss of all places.
Right. I think Lane would, but he would sleep on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not unequivocal.
Yeah.
If I'm Arch, I would rather have Lane.
Oh God, yeah.
This might be the year where I'm completely out on Sark.
I'm not out on Sark, but if you're asking me of offensive minds between those two,
and it's funny,
give
that
me Lane.
Those two will be married forever.
Yeah,
Lane and Sark will be married.
I mean, that whole staff, that whole staff is always going to
Sark,
have that.
Big O.
Yeah.
Who was the Norm Chow? Like, those guys will all be married.
It's one of the best staffs in college football history.
All right, when we come back, we'll take this road trip to, let's head down to the Big 12, huh? Where things get real wild, and it starts tonight after dark. You can't count on much, but you can't always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today, and we'll toss it over to Rusty, the Big Kahuna. With sports.
I hear they got some tasty burgers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for hanging out on our college football road trip today. It's deserved. It's deserved, dude.
What are we rolling in? We going Airstream or we going like Mercedes van?
I would go Airstream. You can't go more classic than an Airstream.
My mom's got an Airstream.
Have you seen those new vans,
dude?
I'd
love to have
an
Airstream.
That baby is sexy.
Like, my wife and I, we've talked for years about getting a trailer. The thing about the Airstream, they're so expensive.
They're so pricey, dude.
When
I go up to the Gorge Amphitheater, it's either the van life, mm-hmm, or it's all Airstreams now, man. That is the cream of the crop, mm-hmm, for sure. I don't know if they're the most expensive. I mean, RVs are expensive in general,
right?
But it's the aesthetic of them. They're so sexy.
In terms of like a trailer that you tow behind you, yes, they are spendy. You know, when you get into your class A's, you know, your drivable buses, that's where, you know, that's basically a house.
Well, our final stop on the tour before we head home is the Big 12. The Big 12. The conference of nobody knows what's going on because we don't even know what's going on. It starts tonight in the desert. You nailed it, Danny. It starts tonight in the desert. TCU, sneaky little team coming around. Scoring points, beating teams, looking good doing it. Sonny Dykes is back, ? And how does Kenny Dale get the thing rolling back at Arizona State? Look, I also think Arizona State's in a crappy spot in the sense that they lost a weird, weird game in Starksville to Mississippi State, and that just ended their life in the top 25. This year, side note, this year's rankings are some of the most garbage I've seen so far. It's never going to be correct. It's never going to be right. And I know we all bitch and moan about
too many people have
reasons.
Their own thoughts on it. It needs to be streamlined.
It's so dumb this year. But I think Arizona State is a good team despite not having a little number next to them. So that's where it starts tonight. Look, and I think some of it, too, is does Utah have a good bounce back? You know, does Baylor continue with their momentum? I'm not quite on the Baylor train, but I know some people are. Do they keep that momentum going against a reeling, reeling Oklahoma State? And BYU at Colorado, again, like, this conference doesn't get a lot of love or publicity, and maybe rightfully so, as Kansas State was ranked high and kind of real quick. And Iowa State hasn't really done much to really shock you, so everyone lives kind of in the lower areas of the rankings. But this is the Wild West down here, and I'll be excited to see where it goes. It starts tonight, TCU at Arizona State, and then the Houston Cougs at Oregon State.
What's the line on that game now?
13.5, according to ESPN Bet.
That feels small.
I'll take it. The over-under is 47.5. I will take the under because I think final score is like 38-3.
Oof.
Yeah.
I'm not going that far.
Dude, I don't feel good about this.
I know the App State game is the one we all keep talking about.
I don't feel good about this.
If they get boat raced by Houston, I mean like 38-3.
Sprague said they should wear bags on their head today.
I mean,
tonight.
Yeah. But if you get boat raced, you can't wait, man. You've got to pull the plug.
Yeah.
Because if you get boat raced tonight and then you go play App State, there's a real chance that you lose.
There's a big chance you lose. And where the narrative still exists that Oregon State has a shot to beat Wazoo is mind-blowing. And that's not even me being a honk. That's looking at the schedule and seeing where the wins for Oregon State were going to come. And people are like, they'll get Washington State one of those times. Why? Why on earth do you think that right now?
Well, mostly because it's hard to beat a team twice.
If I'm sitting here telling you that I think App State could beat Oregon State, what makes you think Wazoo's losing? And that's not even because I'm wearing this hat. No, man. No, dude. If San Diego State plays Oregon State right now, what's the score?
I'm just saying.
Because last time I checked, we beat them by 30.
I'm just saying, you did get annihilated by North Texas.
Who might be the group of five team.
Maybe.
Who might be the group of five team.
They're also not favored this week against UTEP.
Yeah, that sucks. I'll be pulling for them, though.
You know what I mean?
I'll be pulling for them,
Look,
though. Look,
I want both Washington State and Oregon State to be better than they are. That's for damn sure.
I have no issues where my team's program is.
You're probably going bowling.
I hope so.
Yeah, you're probably going bowling.
Bowling would be great. Yeah. If we didn't go bowling, I'm not that upset about it. I'm perfectly fine with our progression right now. I think we have a quarterback. Whoa. Rose just sticked
that. We both just saw the exact same thing.
That ball stopped on a dime.
Yeah, that thing went up in the air and had all of the backspin.
Dude, old man Rose playing for pride right
he
now.
He just threw a dart.
All right, I don't like that my TV is so far behind your guys' over there.
Do you have YouTube TV in there? Are you on Hulu?
I'm on the Hulu.
The Hulu's behind, yeah.
This is what I've been telling, man.
Well, that's what we get for the live TV. I'm not logged into your all's YouTube stuff.
I thought my YouTube was logged in everywhere.
I'm on Brandon's YouTube.
Okay, yeah, I was like, yeah. Dirt always switches it back over to Hulu, and the picture's not as good, and it's always more delayed. But yeah, Justin Rose just stuck it within 5 feet.
That is an amazing shot.
And on the short side of the green, high side. That was just nasty.
I will tell you this. I told you we're going to learn a lot this weekend. We ain't going to learn squad douche about the Big 12.
No.
BYU's going to lose to Colorado. Arizona's going to sneak up and bite Iowa
State. Cats are laying with dogs.
Yeah, Kansas State will beat UCF. Arizona State will win in triple overtime against TCU.
God, Houston, I hope so.
Houston will blow out Oregon State. That's the only thing I know from the Big 12.
We have an
if Oregon State wins this game, I will do Monday's show standing up. The whole time.
Are you standing up right now?
No.
I was just saying that the camera shot won't look any different.
Rust, you're the same height as me, damn it.
He's taller than you.
We come back, we'll come home on this road trip and make our picks in the Pacific Northwest. Take a peek around those four games for you. 105.1, The Fan.
The firm of Harris and Marang is wrapping up for the day.
You want answers?
Which means it's time for the closing arguments.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
On the Fan Sports Network.
You can't handle the truth!
105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
Okay, bye. I'm done with that.
Just reading that Oregon State players held a players-only meeting.
I shouldn't be laughing about this, but I'm so sorry that I am.
I feel bad for them. Fire him. Just
yeah, I think that's it, dude. I think that's it. It's like now guys are like, okay, now all we have left to do is play for each other.
Yeah,
that's not good.
Just fire him.
That's not good.
I realize his buyout probably isn't big, but still.
I think it says $3 million.
It drops to one on December 1st.
But just start the process. UCLA did it, and they're
TV money is only like $6 million.
But
you went down from like 30-something or whatever to six.
UCLA
they
doesn't
can't afford to.
They can. They have money. Oregon State has money.
What did I do wrong?
Yeah. UCLA has no money. They're broke, and they fired their coach.
Fair enough.
Like,
fair enough.
UCLA's finances are in shambles.
Fair enough.
Oregon State has told everybody they have money. They have told everyone they have money.
I guess to that point, though, with UCLA being a part of the University of California system, does that help out at all as opposed to just being a lone institution?
I think if I remember right, they said UCLA was $100 million in the hole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, like, it's a lot of money. It's not like, oh, we can't afford to pay, you know, to have a $25 million roster. It's like, no, they can't afford to, like, pay guys in the tens of thousands of dollars for NIL and stuff like that. Like, they're in real trouble.
Oregon State, Houston. We're all taking Houston in this game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take them to cover.
Anybody want Husky action? Anybody
I am. I'm taking it. Especially
to cover or to win?
To cover. Because it's up to 9.5. 9.5, I'm taking that. Give me 9.5.
Man, you got a lot of faith in that Husky team.
No, I have a lot of faith in that Husky offense.
I have
zero faith.
Zero.
In that Ohio State offense.
I have squad douche. I have less faith in UW's defense than I do in Ohio State's offense.
I think they're on the same level of squad douche for me.
Because Jeremiah Smith could have 400 yards tomorrow.
Well, he could if somebody could get him the ball.
Yeah. And if Saiyan struggles, maybe whoever's their backup, get ready.
Yeah.
Get loose. Get loose.
But I'll take him to cover. I'm not going to take him to win. I'll take him to cover.
As I've said, I will take the Ducks to beat Penn State. I think they will look good doing it, too.
Yeah, I think...
That's my 10 toes down for college football this week. I think the Ducks roll and look good doing it.
I'm taking Oregon and the points.
Cougs, Colorado State, 4:30. I'll be watching that on the big screen at 10 o'clock. Colorado State by 4.5, I believe.
In Pullman?
5.5. Nope. In Fort Collins.
Give me Colorado State.
If Wazoo manages their turnovers and doesn't, you know, poop down their leg wearing shorts like they did last week against the Huskies, give me the Cougs. Zevy looked good.
Fowler Morosi is a good college quarterback. Give me Colorado State.
He is good. That is a fair point. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got to believe we look better.
I mean, you do. You have to.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
what do you have? Mm. Well, my Saturday is going to be so weird, dude.
Look at you watching on replay.
I know. Again. I hate this.
Get your ass together, dude.
I hate it so much, man. I don't even think I can watch it on my phone. I have to turn my phone off.
I was nice to you last week, too.
If my phone is on while I'm watching something that is pre-recorded, I will end up scrolling at some point.
You'll see it.
And I'll see it. Yeah. And then it'll ruin for everything. So I'm going to pull out an iPad, and I'll have Cougs on the iPad. I'll have Bama, Georgia on my laptop. Mm. And I will have Ducks Penn State on the screen.
Like I said, last week I was nice to you.
I know.
I didn't do a single thing.
But I was also very proud of myself for not turning my phone on.
Mm.
I didn't turn my phone on until I was done with the Coug game.
Yeah, I know. I'm not doing that.
And this is just gonna suck because, like, the three games I want to watch the most this weekend. Well, at least I get the LSU game.
God, watching a
at least I get the Ole Miss game in the afternoon.
Watching a professional golfer miss a putt by 3 foot makes you feel good.
Who was it that missed that putt?
I couldn't see who it was. It was walking away. I just saw the ball roll 3 feet wide of the hole.
Is this the one? I think it's Sepp Straka. Straka? I'm a little bit behind you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If you miss something, just ask Russ.
Exactly. Here we go.
Russ, can you confirm that for me? Is he the one that just left that thing 3 feet wide?
Yeah.
He missed it bad.
That was rough.
You know, speed was good as far as the distance. But
yes, but the line was way off.
Way off. It was one of those ones where he walked away. He was like, what the hell did I just do? That's golf, man. That's what's so crazy. There was a clip of a guy the other day at one of the amateur tournaments. He's a great golfer, but he was in a bunker that, I'm not kidding, was 20 feet below the hole. He hits it over the green into another bunker, tries to chip back on the green, gets it back to the other bunker again, and then he tries to get out of that bunker that's 20 feet down and doesn't get over the lip, and it falls back in the bunker. And I went, one of us, one of us, one of us.
Read as bad as I do with my wife's emotions during Shark Week.
Hey!
I got to get up at 7 a.m. tomorrow, dude. Big game against Crystal Palace. Liverpool, Crystal Palace.
All right, bye.
Brandon Spraggs, Nottingham Forest.
Care.
Nottingham Forest, they play Sunderland. Mm. Too bad it's not at the Stadium of Light, which is the greatest name in the history of stadiums. Tottenham Wolves at noon.
That's also what we call our master bedroom.
Hey-o!
You going to leave here today playing Little Mo Bamba?
No.
No?
No, I think that song sucks. I don't really care for it.
It's not a great song, but it is a great stadium song.
It doesn't get me
hyped. It's a banger. Got Joe Fish coming in here and be like, yeah, the song does suck, but when it rolls, it rolls.
Speaking of that, Danny will be out on Monday, Blazer press conference.
Indeed.
What is it? The Stadium
Media Day.
Media Day.
Media Day.
Media Day. So you'll be at that. So Joseph Fisher III will be in with me in old times, hot corner style on Monday. Y'all have a great weekend. Thanks for paying attention to us, idiots. Thanks for going on a road trip with us. We had a great one, and we hope you enjoy the games this weekend. Be safe and all that jazz, and do not text me, because I will not be answering your messages.
I will leak your number.
For Danny Morang, Jeff Rust, I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I do.
Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.